Time now for the weekly Navy Sports Magazine show, presented by Navy Federal Credit Union, featuring coaches and administrators of your Navy athletic programs. This show is brought to you by Navy Federal Credit Union, open to the Armed Forces, DOD, and their families. Join Navy Federal Credit Union today, federally insured by NCUA, by Buffalo Wild Wings, Wings, Beer, Sports, and by Katzoff Brothers. We remind you to drink responsibly.
Welcome into another edition of the Navy Sports Magazine here on the Navy Radio Network. Coming up, we'll talk with Brian Norwood, who circles back to the Naval Academy, where he once was an assistant coach, while Ken Niumatalolo was an assistant coach in the 90s. The journey has taken him to some great places since then. We'll find out what he's been doing and what he will do with Brian Newberry to help coordinate the Navy defense. We'll also hear from Navy lacrosse players Natalie Irwin and Ryan Wade as they play Army, brought to you by USAA, coming up on Saturday. When we return, Navy co-defensive coordinator Brian Norwood joins us on the Navy Sports Magazine right here on the Navy Radio Network.
At Navy Federal Credit Union, we help our members execute missions every day, like Operation
Buy Our Home, Fix Our Home, Live In Our Home, Fix Our Home, Make Memories In Our Home, Love Our Home.
Apply now for a home loan from Navy Federal. With no private mortgage insurance and 0% down options available, you're closer to your dream home than you think. Navy Federal Credit Union. Our members are the mission. Open to the armed forces, the DOD, veterans, and their families. Insured by NCUA. Equal housing lender. Certain terms and conditions apply.
Visit Buffalo Wild Wings in Annapolis weekdays from 11 to 2 and take advantage of their new 15-minute lunch guarantee, or your lunch is free. That's right, free. And with 15-minute lunch guarantee, that means less time waiting and more time eating delicious B-dubs before you got to get back to the office. Buffalo Wild Wings, Annapolis. Wings, beer, sports. Available for dine-in orders at participating locations for a limited time. See restaurant for details.
At Annapolis Bus Company and Town Transport, they can make your transportation as easy as possible. From corporate events, weddings, and Navy reunions to just a night out on the town. Call them at 410-266-3392 to reserve your vehicle. Annapolis Bus and Town Transport. What premium service is about.
This is the Pepsi that your father drank and your grandfather drank.
When I was your age, we were...
This is the Pepsi that your Uncle Ted drank when rock sounded like this. This is the Pepsi for American pastimes. Whether you're tailgating at a speedway or courtside watching your favorite player make a breakaway,
he scores!
This is the Pepsi for those who are forever fun. This is the Pepsi for every generation.
The Naval Academy Athletic Association expects to win at everything they do. Join the Blue and Gold today, and your contribution will help enable our midshipmen to pursue the highest goals possible as members of our varsity or junior varsity teams. For more information, call 1-800-US-4-NAVY or log on to NavySports.com. Welcome back to the Navy Sports Magazine. Spring football right now in full swing with co-defensive coordinator Brian Norwood. Let's start here. You circle back to the Naval Academy. Obviously here one time before. Great relationship, obviously, with Coach Niumatalolo. Why the circle back here to the Naval Academy?
I tell you, sort of blessed opportunity, blessed times. I had an opportunity in between my stop here at the Academy in the mid-90s to right now to really gain a wealth of knowledge, have a lot of unique experiences, raised children in different areas. But in the same time, you know, Maryland is a big home for me. I mean, I started out here in Prince George's County, Maryland. So for Coach Niumatalolo to bring me back here to the Academy, offer this great opportunity, him and Brian Newberry, and just knowing the surroundings, knowing the great young men that they have here and the whole mission of the Academy, it's just a blessing in my stage of my career to be able to come back here.
Obviously in that time too, I mean, to be able to see your kids achieve what they've been able to achieve, obviously yeah. The game of football has meant, when you think about it, just been enormous. Yes. For your family. Can you kind of, you know, gauge what football has really meant to you, obviously for your vocation, and obviously your children have obviously had a great time with the game as well?
No, absolutely. I mean, for me as a coach, you know, I got into the coaching profession really because of the impact of coaches in my life, as well as my father and my family being, you know, around sports, and all that started here in Maryland, in Glenard, Maryland. So being able to have sports such a big part of my life, I tell people now, you know, I played college ball, did a lot of things, but my wife and her siblings, you know, played sports. Her I now say most of my kids' athletic ability came from my wife's side of the family. It took me a long time to say that, but her brothers and all of them jump much higher than I do and move more athletically than I do. But it's really been a blessing for my kids to have the experiences that they've had, being able to coach them at, you know, different stops that I've made at Penn State, at Baylor, and then being both close enough to Penn State to see my son play at George Mason, my daughter danced there, and my son Zach have a short stint at GW, then out at Tulsa. Having my kids at the same campuses that I've been working at has really been a blessing.
I was going to say, some parents don't get that chance, especially in the job that you have, to be able to share what you do with the things that they do. Can you ever put a true value on what that means to be able to kind of keep that family dynamic together, in which sometimes can be tough times for families?
Right. No, it definitely can be. And I really consider myself blessed and fortunate to be able to work for some head coaches that saw a great value in family and being able to be involved with your children while you have a demanding job in the college profession, because you can actually do this 24/7. I mean, if you wanted to, you can always find things to do within the game of football. But having coaches that say, hey, you know, get away, spend time with your family, it's okay to go to your kid's game. I mean, you know, a wealth of coaches from, you know, the Joe Paternos to the Dick Tomeys and all across the expanses of my coaching profession, I've had head coaches that really have blessed me to be able to spend time with my family and be involved in their lives.
I was going to say, too, I mean, Coach Snyder, obviously at Kansas State, yes. I mean, you've worked with some who's who's in the business. What do you take most from them? Is it on-field stuff? Is it off-field stuff? Is it kind of both, as you've obviously, you know, molded yourself as a coach through the years?
Right. You know what? It's a lot of things that are really off the field. Growing young people, strategically being able to, help young men be victorious. I sort of say victorious because that's a bigger word to me than winning. I mean, I think victories sure. encompass losses, wins. From a biblical perspective, I think that's a huge deal. So I think the coaches that I've worked for, a lot of great coaches, you know, just a bunch of real solid head coaches that I was able to give input and also take a lot of information that I can sort of wrap around, you know, positive, negatives of all the different situations and be able to sort of, you know, mold it into each step that I've made. And I bring a little bit of every coach to every place that I go, and a lot of valuable lessons.
Is Mike Leach a genius?
Mike Leach is. Mike Leach is a unique young man. I say young because we met when I was coaching here at Navy, myself and a guy named Mike Finoga, Robin and I. Mike was coaching at Kentucky, but David Stand, who's a teammate of mine, of myself and Coach Neil Matulolo, has been coaching ball in Japan forever. So I was working here, and he invited me to do a clinic out in Japan. So imagine being in Tokyo, Japan, doing a football clinic with Mike Leach, you know, and two other Polynesian guys from back home in Hawaii, and we had a blast. And the people of Japan, the teams, the young men were amazing. How attentive and how much detail they took every word that came off your mouth, and it was really a rich experience. But also Mike Leach in Tokyo, I got stories. You know what I'm saying?
I bet you do. Finally, I know obviously you and Kenny go back a long way. It's a great relationship there. You were here before once. While you observed what he did, you know, obviously from afar, thoughts on what he has been able to build here, the great culture, and obviously a lot of winning football during right. his time here once he was obviously given his chance to be a head coach.
Yeah, you know what, and Kenny and I sort of laugh about it. We've been apart from each other for a while, you know. When I was coaching here as an assistant, he was an assistant. We'd go at it in basketball over here, play tennis. You know, we're very competitive.
And he'll still do that now. Anytime.
And we still go old school a little bit. I mean, I still got to get him on a ping pong table on a tennis court. So he has a very strategic game. So if he asks you to play, it means that he's either watch you or he knows that he can have a good chance of beating you. So I got to really pick my times to play him. But Kenny has really done a great job. I mean, being able to sit in the room now as a coach, listening to him as a head coach, his philosophy, what he's put together, his vision. You know, the Bible says without a vision, the people perish. He has a true vision for growing young people. And he's very purposeful in regards to how he does things and how he involves coaches, the families. It makes it a very comfortable environment to pursue success and victory.
All right, welcome back to Annapolis.
Thank you very much.
All right, Brian Norwood joining us here on the Navy Sports Magazine.
Welcome back to the Navy Sports Magazine. Time to shine the light on women's lacrosse. Big week for the Navy women's lacrosse team. Out-of-conference matchup with Georgetown, and then, of course, the marquee on Saturday with Army coming to town with Natalie Irwin. You guys have had this, by the end of this season, this could be the most battle-tested Navy team ever with the types of teams that you all have played.
Definitely.
Big week here. You know Army's on the horizon at the end of the week. How do you all make sure, though, you take care of business here with Georgetown first and then turn your attention to your arch rival?
Right. So today we start with a Get Better video from Loyola, just trying to tweak out and talk about the things that we need to work on. And then Georgetown is definitely our next prey. We are ready to go in there and take care of business and use the things that we learned on Saturday for Wednesday.
The fact that you all get to compete now against Army for a star, like the rest of the teams here on campus, what does that mean to you all as a program to obviously now have that opportunity the same as everybody else?
It's definitely like very honorable games to be a part of. The boys have been having it go on for 100 years, and definitely it's a new, it's a very new program for us between the two rivals, but it's an establishment that will last forever. So we're really excited. We see that Army's grown into a very developed, very strong team very quickly. So with that competitiveness, we are excited just to like keep on the spirit of the game and just see all the fans, all the family and friends that come around the country just to be there for us.
No doubt. Saturday, 71 and sunny, by the way, for those of you that are planning to come out, with the women's game starting at 1 o'clock. And, you know, for this rivalry, and, you know, for obviously for people who have been around here forever, I mean, they know what it means. But, you know, the fact that you all as a program got pretty good quickly, does that help you kind of plan for what they've done and the fact that they are incrementally getting better here almost just as quick as you all did?
Yeah, I definitely agree. I think that's what sparks like the competitiveness between the two programs, just Army and Navy in general. We want to like compete, we want to make each other better. And we've seen Army, how they've done in the Patriot League, outside conferences, and that just like is bringing our motivation even like greater between us and them.
You all had to replace some serious parts coming into this season, but the program has had to do that incrementally along the way. What has been the key for this team to get its identity and people who are now being asked to play even bigger roles? How has this group developed that identity on their own this year?
I think we've definitely filled the shoes. I think starting the draw of Reagan Rolfe, she has definitely stepped up as a key player on our team. We've had seniors like Annie Richter fill like Blake Smith's position from last year. Just girls like coming in and just stepping up their game and being that next person that's on the field to help us grow. And we've seen it with our big win against Florida. And it's exciting because we see these younger girls just like want to be part of the play on the field, and they've just stepped up and filled those shoes.
Talked to Kelly Larkin about this a couple of weeks ago, talked about it with Gabby Capuzzi last week. What is it about this sport, certainly about this team? You look up Apple Valley, Minnesota, Issaquah, Washington, Charlotte, North Carolina. I mean, we're not exactly talking longtime women's lacrosse hotbeds. What is it about those particular athletes that have been able to come in here and they look like they've been playing in the Mid-Atlantic, Long Island, where they've been playing women's lacrosse for a while now, but what is it about those players and how they've been able to blend in and be such huge contributors for this team?
I think it comes down to the grit and the tenacity from those girls. I think they come in, and Coach Tim Shaw's done a great job recruiting them, but they have it all. They have the strength, they have the endurance, they want to get out there, and they will work with our other coaches, Coach Capuzzi, Ali Messenger, and they will work on their skills if they need that, or if there's another aspect of the game. But they are like relentless. They will improve until they get to that point where they are a contributor on the field.
I was gonna say, I mean, I talked about this with Gabby last week. I mean, Reagan almost makes it look easy at times with that little Statue of Liberty move. One hand grabs
Definitely.
The draw control, and as obviously you all don't know what to expect until you see that player most likely in the fall,
right?
You know, did you all see that in the fall, that might be the type of player that will be contributing big come springtime?
Definitely. She improved very quickly, and she learned a lot in just a couple months. And to see that in a player, that I think that motivated the other players on the team to step up their game as well, because she adapted so quickly to our game. And working with Coach Capuzzi and with Annalise Hayward, they both push each other. I see them working every day before practice, just pushing each other to get to that next level to take on the next team.
All right, big week for you guys with Georgetown and Army. Best of luck to you.
Thank you so much.
All right, Natalie Irwin joining us here on the Navy Sports Magazine.
I'm Chris Cisneros. I left the Army as a major and have been a USAA member for 20 years. When I was in the Army, I was trained as a pilot, as an instructor pilot, an instrument examiner, and a maintenance test pilot. I can land a helicopter on the side of a mountain while wearing night vision goggles. But when it comes to investing, I don't have that same kind of training.
At USAA, we're committed to helping military service members and their families with their financial goals. Choosing the right investments is critical in helping turn those goals into a reality. Even if you don't know a lot about investing, don't worry. We'll show you how to strengthen and simplify your finances and find the right investments for your needs. Visit usaa.com/invest or call 800-472-USAA to get one-on-one guidance for your goals.
Members paid for their participation, membership eligibility, and product restrictions apply and are subject to change. Investments insurance not FDIC insured, not bank issued, guaranteed, or underwritten may lose value. Investments provided by USAA Investment Management Company and USAA Financial Advisors, Inc., both registered broker-dealers.
Navy fans are the best fans around. So, while you're cheering on your Navy team or celebrating a Navy victory with your friends, show everyone you're a good sport. Be responsible, be considerate of your fellow fans, and always designate a driver. It's part of every winning game plan. This message comes to you from Navy Athletics and, of course, our good friends at Anheuser-Busch, who remind you responsibility matters.
The Patriot League is the model that validates the balance between academics and athletics and exhibits the truest sense of the term, scholar-athlete. The graduates attend the nation's premier academic institutions, serve as leaders in the corporate and academic worlds, and provide leadership within their communities and help the Patriot League lead the nation in NCAA graduation rates. The Patriot League. Today's scholar-athletes, tomorrow's leaders. For more details, visit patriotleague.org or patriotleague.tv.
Welcome back to the Navy Sports Magazine. This week, of course, Tamara Keith says it all. Navy trying to closing out the star competition with another victory for Navy. A team that can do something about that on Saturday is the Navy men's lacrosse team as they take on Army, scheduled for a 3:30 face-off with Ryan Wade. Let's backpedal to Saturday for a moment. Coach speak all the time in sports, we got to finish strong, we got to start strong. You all did that on Saturday. Great opening quarter, but let's go back to that final 15 minutes against Colgate, where in some ways, mathematically, your season may have been on the line, yet that 7-0 run closes out Colgate, gets you all a big win, more importantly, some momentum going into Saturday. What was the difference over the final 15 minutes?
We've always prided ourselves on having a strong fourth quarter, and this year so far, we really haven't. So this week, we really focused on, getting tough, especially being mental tough as well as physically tough. And so we really stressed that during the week. And, we weren't too happy with the fourth quarter performances earlier in the year. And so we really got together and finally put together a strong fourth quarter. So
I was going to say, look, as seniors too, I mean, Grayson Train, yourself, both over the 100-point mark, 34th and 35th in Naval Academy history to do that. But it certainly seemed like the two of you were saying, hey, gents, get on our back, let's go, and let's get this thing done. Was that somewhat the mission from you two, especially in the fourth quarter?
Yeah, definitely. I know we definitely just had to make a play, and Grayson was the first one to do it. He scored the 10th and then the 11th goal, and really just got all the momentum from there. See our senior captain get that play. Then I was able to be my guy. And finish the 12th goal. So, it really just comes down to making a play. And really, Grace and I were lucky enough to get it done. So
tough shot to that far corner, because earlier you had just missed a shot like that.
Yeah.
You come back, you peg that upper corner. They seem to really play aggressively, man. I mean, they came charging out at you guys. You guys seemingly made an adjustment by recognizing that in just a simple fake, and you guys were able to open up some things. Was that one of the adjustments you all have to make on the fly when a team plays such an aggressive pattern of defense the way Colgate did?
Yeah, when they're pushing out that far, you know, it's more of just a speed dodge. And like you said, early in the fourth quarter, I was able to beat my guy underneath, and I noticed they weren't sliding to me. So I took it out, same play, just speed dodge. Again, tried to sneak it in the near post the first time, and goalie made a save, so then I just tucked it back post the second time, and it worked out. So
I imagine in the previous years here, when they write your name up on the board, when they're scouting, they probably put feeder. This year, though, you have been more of a scorer as well. Was that a point of emphasis from yourself to try and be more aggressive, to look for your offense maybe when it's there and to take shots, as opposed to being completely unselfish, which you've been at times for years as a tremendous feeder for this program?
I think a lot of it is just how the defenses are playing me. You know, they kind of label me as just a feeder, like Lehigh. I don't think they slid to me once, so I was able to just notice that right away. And after I beat my guy, you know, they still have everyone covered because they're not sliding to me. And so shots were opening up, and same with Colgate. So
obviously, lacrosse in your family means something here at the Naval Academy. To get to 100 points and put yourself in kind of that exclusive group, what does that mean to you?
You know, it's an honor. You know, Naval lacrosse has always meant so much to me. So, you know, it's cool that I've had some success here at this program, but the program is so much bigger than that. So just happy to be a part of it.
All right. This week, of course, the marquee says it all. It's the 100th edition of Army and Navy, brought to you by USAA. And, you know, is this a week where the coaches really don't have to say a whole lot? You all kind of recognize what this week means, because certainly in the regular season play, you all have found some ways to have some success here. How do you continue to duplicate that?
You know, it starts with practice. Army week's always the most intense practice of the year. And so, you know, we'll carry that energy, especially from the fourth quarter through practice, and then into the game come Saturday. And, you know, as long as we're playing fast, playing hard, you know, should hopefully work out in our favor. So
you mentioned playing fast. Obviously, now that you all have had several games to look at it, the 80-second shot clock, what has it meant to you all, especially offensively?
You know, we've always kind of slowed the ball down a little bit, but this year we're kind of forced to really push it, especially after like 30 seconds, because after you get your subs on, by that time you're kind of forced to get a shot off. But it really just makes it a lot faster. There's a lot more possessions, both offensively and defensively. And so you really just have to be careful. You can't get caught up in the too fast pace of the play, because then the defense struggling if you do turn it over. So it's really just a balance, pushing it when you need to and then slowing it down, using up the 80 seconds to give the defense a break as well.
Part of the thing, too, that helped you all on Saturday, especially in that fourth quarter, you all forced some really errant passes that turned into bad clears for Colgate. Obviously, that a byproduct of the shot clock, because you all have ridden much more aggressively and gotten results from that ride as well this year.
Yeah. And no disrespect to our attackmen last year, but, you know, Jack Gray, Chris Hill, they're not the fastest guys in the world. And this year, you know, Nick Cole, Jack Sweeney, Christian Daniel are all, you know, quick little guys. So, you know, we're able to kind of get out and pressure defenders in their hands, whereas last year we were more focused on getting our defensive personnel in there. So,
is it hard to keep the emotions in check as this week goes along, knowing this game has so much meaning, not only, you know, for a star and obviously within the Patriot League standings as well? I mean, you all can really continue that climb back up there with a win this week. Is it hard to keep the emotions in check?
Definitely. You know, it's the biggest game of the year. Freshmen have never experienced anything like this, so, you know, everyone's excited. The nerves are going to be there. But I think we have to stress it's just another game, and so we still have to execute. We still have to get out there and follow our game plan. But the adrenaline is definitely going to be there, so you got to ride it a little bit, you know. So,
all right, good fella. Yeah. Appreciate the time. Good luck on Saturday.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
All right, Ryan Wade joining us here as we'll have it for you. 3:30 faceoff coming up on Saturday. You can hear the game on the Navy Radio Network.
That'll do it for this edition of the Navy Sports Magazine here on the Navy Radio Network. Mids hit three home runs on Wednesday in a win over Mount St. Mary's in baseball. Navy in first place in the Patriot League, taking a timeout to play a non-conference matchup up in Emmitsburg against Mount St. Mary's. The Mids are now 25-11. Zach Stevens, Michael Cortez, and Christian Hodge with home runs in that one for the midshipmen. Kelly Larkin had 4 goals, 6 assists as the Mids knocked off Georgetown and turned their attention to Army coming up on Saturday. Joe Miller and I will have both games starting at 12:45 with the women, and then the men's game. scheduled to face off at 3:30 on the Navy Radio Network. Our thanks to Bill Lusby, as always, for his technical assistance. I'm Pete Medhurst. We'll talk to you next week on Navy Sports Magazine, right here on the Navy Radio Network.
This has been the weekly Navy Sports Magazine show, presented by Navy Federal Credit Union, featuring coaches and administrators of your Navy athletic programs. This show has been brought to you by Navy Federal Credit Union, open to the armed forces, DOD, and their families. Join Navy Federal Credit Union today. Federally insured by NCUA, by Annapolis Bus and Town Transport, what premium service is about, and by USAA. We know what it means to serve.